Hi, I'm James, and this is my contribution to Rare Disease Day 2013. Like a number of other people, I have 5 questions to answer about the rare disease that I have. If you have a rare disease or know someone who does, then I encourage you to do likewise, either here on Audioboo or on another social media site. Just use hashtag rare disease if you do. So, the questions. Which rare disease do I have? It's called aniridia. Question 2. How does it affect you? Well, aniridia means that I have no irises in my eyes. That's the coloured part. So, for one thing, that means that I'm photophobic. I'm sensitive to light, because the iris is what normally cuts the light out of the eye. Therefore, I often need to wear sunglasses, not just on ordinary bright sunny days, but also on cloudy days when it's overcast, because it's then just generally bright, and you can't get away from that brightness. And it's quite glary, particularly also during the snow, when everything's really white and bright everywhere. Aniridia, though, also means that other parts of my eye aren't properly developed, such as the part of the retina that actually picks up detail. This means that I sort of can't see things as well. The lens, on the other hand, in my eye, for example, is not actually too bad. I don't need to wear glasses because the light doesn't need bending any better to get into my eye. It's that I physically can't receive the information. The upshot of all this is that I'm short-sighted. Someone with normal sight can see approximately 6 times further or better to sort of see the same thing than I can. The result of all this is I can't drive, for example, and I have to use things like a small telescope to see things like bus numbers or destination boards at train stations. And back in the day, I used to have to copy everything off the blackboard or whiteboard at school using this telescope. Other than that, I do things like enlarge the text on web pages, and on the new phone that I've got, I've set the text size to huge. Other people, however, are affected a lot more dramatically by aniridia and have to have various other visual aids and assistance. So the third question is, have I met other people affected by the same rare condition? Yes, indeed I have, but I'm going to put that on the next boo so I don't run out of time. Tune in next time.